continuing with Bentham, in determining whether any degree of credence ought to be given to an apparently anti-physical fact, regard must be had not only to the circumstantial evidence afforded by its apparent anti-physicality, but also to the probability of seductive motives acting upon the witnesses by whom the fact is affirmed. And I have to say, in comment to this, in response to this, if we listen to our mother's voice, if we allow earth-given words and meanings currency in our minds and lives, if we sit with them, let those voluptuous tones enfold us, we might hear this. Our nature is communal. Our nature is to trust each other. And we want a world that reflects this truth, in which none of our fellows seeks to use us, manipulate our beliefs, and celebrate when they do.